With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The U.S. Coast Guard is pursuing another sanctioned oil tanker in the Caribbean Sea.
The U.S. Coast Guard has been in pursuit of another tanker since Sunday in the Caribbean Sea. A U.S. official speaking on condition of anonymity says the vessel was part of Venezuela's illegal sanctions evasion, was flying a false flag, and had been sanctioned. This comes as President Trump intensifies targeting the Venezuelan government. It also comes after the Trump administration announced Saturday it had seized an oil tanker for the second time in less than 2 weeks. I'm Julie Walker.
The weather will put up some roadblocks for holiday travelers.
For those of you hitting the highways, flying, or taking the train to see family and friends this holiday week, yes, the weather may have some plans to impede your progress. The Northeast will see some snow and rain that could cause delays on Interstates 95 and 90, as well as cause flight delays to New York airports. The South could see some showers that may bring delays, but nothing severe is expected. The Upper Great Lakes will also see some snow showers that could impede travel.
Correspondent Bill Alexander reporting the West has been dealing with heavy rains that have caused flooding in California and Washington state. Hundreds of Alabama funeral goers mourned a Brown University sophomore killed in a recent campus attack. Friends and family members gathered at the Cathedral Church of the Advent in Birmingham to honor the memory of 19-year-old Ella Cook. Cook and another student were killed December 13th when a gunman opened fire during a study session. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 227 points, the Nasdaq rose 121, the S&P advanced 44. This is SRN News. A disturbing debate in England's House of Lords, correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
The peers are considering the assisted suicide bill that the House of Commons approved over the summer. In the debate, Lord Falconer asserted that pregnant women should be allowed to take their own lives, thereby killing the unborn baby too. It's not clear whether such an amendment to the legislation will pass the House of Lords, but if it does, it would make Britain's assisted suicide law one of the most radical anywhere on earth. Michael Harrington reporting.
Many Christians are celebrating a surge in movies and TV shows that honor faith. Phil Wickham, a Grammy-nominated Christian recording artist who voices the character of David in an upcoming film, says it's been gratifying to see the success of shows like The Chosen and House of David. However, it's too soon to tell whether there's been a sea change in Hollywood or if it's a short-term fad. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Shares of some energy companies stand to suffer now that the administration is pausing leases for five large offshore wind projects along the East Coast.
President Trump has not been shy about his disdain for wind energy, but the administration says it's pausing the offshore projects because of national security risks identified by the Pentagon.
That is White House correspondent Greg Cluxton. Dominion Energy U.S. saw its stock drop by nearly 4% after the freeze was announced, halting the coastal Virginia offshore wind project. Instacart ending a program where customers saw different prices for the same product ordered at the same time from the same store. The program was meant to help retailers learn more about what kinds of prices customers would be willing to pay. On Wall Street at the closing bell, the Dow was up by 227 points, the Nasdaq higher by 121. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bob Agnew.
More details at srnnews.com.